Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. National Hurricane Center specialist Larry Kelly says Melissa has strengthened to a Category 5 hurricane and is forecast to make landfall in Jamaica.
Melissa intensified overnight to a Category 5 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 160 miles per hour. We have the NOAA and the Air Force hurricane hunters out investigating the system this morning. But the main story here is that destructive winds, storm surge, and catastrophic flooding will impact Jamaica throughout the day today, and then as the system moves northward into the overnight hours tonight.
The storm is not expected to affect the United States. Indiana Republican Governor Mike Braun has called a special session with directions for state lawmakers to redraw the state's congressional districts. Correspondent Marcella Sanchez reports on the political fight which awaits.
Indiana's Republican legislative leaders have praised existing boundaries that were adopted 4 years ago. The General Assembly will convene on November 3rd, but it's unclear whether enough of the GOP majority Senate will back the new maps. Republicans hold a supermajority in both chambers. Opponents are expected to challenge any new maps in court.
Meanwhile, in Virginia, Democratic lawmakers there have called a special session in Richmond to redraw their congressional maps. The government shutdown continues with no end in sight. House Speaker Mike Johnson pushed back on criticism that Republicans don't have a better plan for health care ready, saying it shouldn't be up to the government to run the plans, but the private sector to dictate medical coverage.
And we have a lot of work to do, but it is not a simple thing. And I am not going to go in a back room with Chuck Schumer, like he keeps demanding, with four people and make this decision. I will not do it.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 337 points, the NASDAQ rose 432. This is SRN News. Some good news from America's Protestant pastors.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, things are looking up from an economic perspective. The survey finds that a little less than half of clergymen say the economy is having a negative impact on their congregation, down from two-thirds who said the same thing in the last year of the Biden administration. Lifeway reports 37% of Protestant pastors have seen giving go up this year, 39% say it has stayed the same, 20% say it's down. Michael Harrington reporting.
Japan's parliament has elected Sanae Takaichi as the country's first female prime minister. She's a conservative who lists former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher amongst her role models. Takaichi is also opposed to gay marriage and the LGBT agenda. Japan's in the middle of a battle over homosexual unions that's seen LGBT activists win a number of victories. This is SRN News. Starting November 1st, about 41 million people may not get their food benefits. Democrat lawmakers in the Senate have voted 12 times not to reopen the federal government since October 1st. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is funded by the federal government, but it's administered by states. A notice on the Department of Agriculture's website says that, quote, there will be no benefits issued on November 1st. States receive money from the federal government and then transfer the money through electronic benefits transfer cards. The SNAP-issued schedule varies by state. Some states prioritize benefits based on alphabetical order of the last name, while other states prioritize sending benefits by case number. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Mexico failed to deliver millions of gallons of water to South Texas farmers as required under a 1944 treaty. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.